You're very involved yet today. You're out of office. But as a citizen, you testified recently before a Senate committee. You were on the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. Mm-hmm. You were on there and you testified before them. You urged them to work harder to eliminate waste. You said America doesn't trust you anymore and that people believe Congress wastes hundreds of billions of dollars. So how does that testimony go over in that committee?
They know it. They can't get it out. You know, they got 25 bills right now that are bipartisan bills that Harry Reid won't let out. He won't let his members vote for cloture.
Because
he doesn't want them to have a win. It's all partisan politics. Even though it's bipartisan bills. Who is the committee chairman? Ron Johnson? What's he doing? He's running for re-election in Wisconsin. He didn't want him to have anything that would look good to the people of Wisconsin that he did something about saving money.
You know, if all of America had the knowledge that you have and
they'd
what
you vomit.
Well, they would, but probably more so than vomits. There would be, I don't know.
It's coming.
What's coming?
Anarchy. It's coming. You're going to see civil disobedience first, and if that doesn't work, then you're going to see anarchy. You're going to see people saying, look, you're not enforcing the law on the border. Why should you enforce this law on me? You're going to pick and choose? So what we really have now is the rule of rulers, not the rule of law. And that's what's happened as you disintegrate and don't enforce the rule of law. So people no longer trust it. I'll give you a great example. Black Lives Matter matters. And the reason it matters is this large group of people, rightly or wrongly, and probably rightly, feel the rule of law and treated them right. We better fix that. And we should fix that. Because they're going to say, law doesn't apply. Just like people in South Texas are saying, sorry, law doesn't apply. All that is leadership. When you have a federal law that says marijuana is illegal, it's a phase one drug, and you don't enforce that, what are you telling people? Laws don't matter. So either take it off the books or enforce it, but don't be in between. What's happening to our country is the disintegration of our country right now over the rule of law.
Not all great governments have succeeded. The fall of Rome and all these.
Every great civilization lasts 200 years.
Right. So what about our democracy?
I think we can cheat history if we had good leadership. I think we could. The question is whether we will or not.
The Government Accountability Office, Congress's auditing arm, released the sixth annual report the other week. They said efforts from your legislation resulted in around $56 billion, 2010 to 2015, and an additional $69 billion projected to be accrued through 2025.
Well, what it should have been is $600
billion. All right. Yeah. But aren't you pleased with
that
number?
That's chump change when you're running trillion-dollar deficits. This is the easy picking stuff. This is the easy stuff. When in Oklahoma, we have 43 federal work training sites, and not one of them can demonstrate efficacy, what are they good for? They're good for hiring workers to train workers. They're not good for training workers. In Ada, with an unemployment rate under 4%, we had 13 separate federal-run workforce training programs. So what are we doing? We're employing people in workplace, but we're not training people. We're just spending away. It's all a big waste. And those are all contracted. They all have constituencies. Certain members of our delegation protect them so they can keep their jobs and keep the jobs in those towns.
But this just seems so big and gargantuan.
It is. That's why you got to have a convention of states to where you start limiting the role of the federal government.
All right.